Throughout August, Morning Edition and the Race Card Project will be looking back at a seminal moment in civil rights history. The March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom took place 50 years ago this month.
They come by train, they come by bus and by air. They come from the north, the south, the east and west. They come united in one cause. To urge Congress to pass a civil
About 250,000 people came to the nation's capital from all over the country in the biggest demonstration Washington, D.C. had ever seen. It was at this event on August 28, 1963, that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his landmark I Have a Dream speech standing before the Lincoln Memorial.
This month, we'll meet some of the people who participated in that historic event. We'll hear their memories and get their thoughts on race relations in America today through the Race Card Project's signature six-word stories. NPR's Michelle Norris is curator of the Race Card Project. Today she introduces us to 81-year-old Jack Hansen, a former civic activist and retired social worker from Cincinnati.
Before we hear more about Jack Hansen's story, first, a little background. Throughout 1963, American TV screens had been filled with images of nonviolent demonstrations that turned ugly. Footage that showed Southern police officers unleashing dogs and fire hoses on protesters. There were broad concerns all the way up to the top levels of government about the march. How large would the crowd be? Might there be violence? Jack Hansen of Cincinnati was not concerned about all that. He was a white man who'd been working on civil rights in Ohio, and however large or small the gathering, he wanted to be in that number. He explained why when he visited our studios.
We had to get rid of this, I don't know how you'd say it, this discrimination that was so prevalent in communities like our educational system, our churches. So participating in the march was like climbing a mountain, and for us, we wanted to be on the top.
That did not sit well with Jack Hansen's father. He wrote a letter pleading for his son to stay put.
You know, he lived in Kansas City, Missouri, and his message was, I wish you wouldn't go. And he said, your real responsibility is to your family, your sons. But, that was him.
How did you respond to that?
I saved the letter.
Hansen was one of 500 Cincinnati businessmen and civic activists who took a special train to D.C. They left Cincinnati at 5 in the evening.
We rode two nights on a train, one up and one back. There was no club car. But it was fun.
So when you left at 5, did everyone pretty much go to sleep, or were you up all night singing songs?
No, not singing, but talking and schmoozing. We were all dressed politely like we were going to an office, shirts and ties.
That attire was no coincidence. Marchers were advised by the local organizing committee to look clean and sharp, dressed as if they were in D.C. to close a deal. Once they got to the city, Hansen had never seen a crowd that big and that integrated.
I do remember the songs and listening to the entertainers. I know this sounds... I remember Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I remember the songs more than I do the speeches.
Even so, Hansen knew he was witnessing history, and he wanted to tell his wife and four young sons about it. He grabbed a postcard and jotted down a few words.
I was in effect telling them not to worry. It was a huge success.
Do you mind reading what you wrote to them?
Here it is.
And it's a plain white postcard, yes?
Yes, with a Lincoln stamp on it, U.S. postage. I said, dear family, we just arrived at the Washington Monument. A wonderful sight. It is a beautiful day, and the spirit of the throng is moving. I am happy to be part of this march, and all of you are with me.
Jack Hansen was not the only person choking up when he recalled that story in our studio. On the other side of the glass, in the control room, his wife, Ethel, watched and wept.
It was very stressful. And just listening to him talk about it, it did bring me to tears, remembering back on what it felt like to be left back with the little ones and not really knowing what was happening there. And fortunately, we did have a television set, and they were broadcasting it, so I was kind of living it vicariously. But the little kids were ignored and not properly taken care of that most of the day because I sat in front of the television watching it with a great deal of trepidation.
Those fears eventually faded away. Mrs. Hansen, do you remember Dr. King's speech?
I do, very much so, yeah. It was moving. It was very moving. And I love We Shall Overcome. Oh, my God. I still cry when I hear it. That was very moving for me when they were all holding hands and they were singing We Shall Overcome.
Ethel and Jack Hansen are proud of their memories. He's Catholic, she's Jewish, and they've spent a lifetime working on building bridges of all kinds. They now live in Northern Virginia, and they've kept a treasure trove of mementos from the march. Programs, tickets, news clippings, song lists. You can find a sampling on our website. We asked the Hansons about their thoughts on race relations in America today, their six-word stories. First, Jack Hansen.
We all need to keep trying, that's it. You know, it's not been done. And the March on Washington was just one of the starting events, but it's still not complete.
Ethel had a harder time settling on just six words.
I don't know if I could put it in six words, but what I would like to impart to people who are persecuted is to rise above it. You know, don't let it drag you down.
I think I heard six words in there. Don't let it drag you down.
Okay. I'll go with that. Okay? Because I think that's the tendency when you have all that negative stuff thrown at you that you tend to believe it. And don't believe it. Better than that.
Better than that.
And you know it. You should know it.
That was Ethel Hansen and her husband Jack speaking with Michelle Norris about their memories of the March on Washington. And again, you can find more about their story at npr.org.